scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, BrukenS pub.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Branaway. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue. Nick Branaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Branaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back with Fixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line, it goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Bade.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Springfield. We've got a girls Division III regional semifinal for you tonight between the Anna Rockets and the Versailles Tigers. Anna, 20-6 on the year, finished second in the Shelby County League with a mark of 10-2. Versailles, 18-8 overall, wound up in a third-place tie in the Midwest Athletic Conference with a record of 5-4. For Anna, under third-year head coach Jeff Maurer, 6 straight wins, 14 triumphs in the last 16, back-to-back setbacks twice during the regular season. December 21st and December 26th at Fort Loramie and home with Versailles. And then again, January 25th, February 1st, home with Minster, home with Fort Loramie. The other two losses, but 12 to New Bremen and by 5 to New Knoxville. Beat Rushi a couple times, Botkins a couple times, Miami East twice. Big win on the road at Waynesville. Defeated Middletown, Madison, West Liberty, Salem, and edged, Chuck, a very good Arcanum team in the district championship by 2 on a Lauren Barhorst field goal. His time was expiring after coming from 17 down. 17 down. You know, head coach Maurer can't afford to get down that far, even half that far, against Versailles here tonight.
No, absolutely. If they fall behind 17, we can probably head on back to our homes because Versailles is not going to fold up. Anna's got a good basketball team, and I'm really impressed with especially their guard play. You look at Dosik, you look at Ambos. Outstanding. But I think the key tonight is going to be Lauren Barhorst. She's got to stay out of foul trouble, and she's got to battle the two big girls from Versailles, Lindsay Winter and Brooke Stonebreaker. Those two against Barhorst is going to be a real battle, and it's going to be a key to the game.
In the regular season, Anna neutralized the two inside players of Versailles fairly well with a zone defense. We'll see a mix tonight. I bet a lot of zone for sure.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. Their zone actually gave Loramie a pretty good tussle for three quarters late in the season at Anna. So their zone is the way for them to go.
Meanwhile, the Versailles Tigers, like Anna, very hot right now. Versailles has won 6 of its last 7, 6-1 over the last 7 contests. Had a January swoon, did the Tigers, losing 5 of 9. 6 straight triumphs for Versailles overall. Like Hannah, beat Miami East and West Liberty Salem. Also beat Chaminade, Tip City, Arcanum, Fort Recovery. Lost to Tri-Village, Minster, Marion Local, Lima Bath, and Franklin Monroe. Common foes, Versailles beat New Bremen handily. Anna lost to New Bremen by a dozen. Anna beat Rushi twice by 16 and 14. Versailles beat Rushi by 11. Each lost to Minster. Anna lost to Fort Loramie twice. Versailles lost to Fort Loramie once. You saw the Tigers-Redskins game and thought Versailles gave a real good account of itself against Fort Loramie.
They did. They played really strong, again, for three quarters, and then they kind of ran out of steam. But they've got that inside presence that they're just tall. And Lindsay Winter can be as good a big player as there is in the area. It just depends on which one we're going to see tonight, because I've seen her really struggle a little bit, and kind of she has a little trouble being motivated in the game. But I've also seen her focused, and when she is, she's a game changer.
Yeah, she averages close to 13 a game. If she knocks down 17 or 18 tonight, that spells victory for Versailles.
Right.
Meanwhile, I think Ella Dosik has got to be a factor for Anna. She pumped in 23 in the regular season meeting between the two. Very sloppy game, played the day after Christmas. About 48, 49 turnovers between the two clubs. A lot of missed free throws.
Right.
But the Dosik's 23 were not even enough for Anna to win in that game. Rockets need some balance.
They need some balance. And I'll tell you, I look at the two most improved basketball players, I think, from last year to this year, one on each team. Lauren Barhorst has improved heads above what she was last year as a junior.
Yep.
And Brooke Stonebreaker has become not just a tall girl that can block some shots, but she has become an offensive basketball player, and she's a great free throw shooter.
Yep, you nailed it, Chuck. Those two young ladies, Barhorst and Stonebreaker, immensely improved for these two teams, and they could be huge factors here in this game tonight, no question. Jeff Maurer, third-year head coach at Anna. He does a splendid job. A junior high boys basketball coach for about 10 or 11 years. Also coached junior high football, track, and cross country. Anna is really pleased to have him. He pays attention to detail. And in girls' hoops, Chuck, you do the little things right, those things add up to big progress.
Well, I've been very impressed with him. Every time we've seen Anna play, you're right. They do the little things well, and you can tell teams that are well-coached, and they are absolutely a well-coached team.
Tracy White took over this year for 20-year head coach Jackie Stonebreaker at Versailles, who became the principal at Versailles High School. Tracy, a gym rat since her youth days, a Danville High School graduate, played hoops for a couple years at Notre Dame College in Cleveland, also played at Walsh University for a couple seasons, where she was a coaching grad assistant. She was the mentor of the new Philadelphia girls basketball program for 2 years and took her club to the regionals once, state final four once, was on the sideline last year with Coach Stonebreaker, feeling her way through the Versailles program. And here she is, returning this team right back to the regional. Six players, Chuck, off that team that lost in the regionals last year graduated.
Yep.
Three starters back, but a lot of bench players and two starters moved on, and yet here Coach White has got him in the regional.
Well, it's hard to follow a legend, and Jackie Stonebreaker was a legend at Versailles for sure. She had success on top of success. I think maybe it took the girls a little bit of an adjustment. The fact she was on the bench last year had to help.
Yes.
But I think that they have made the adjustment now. They know who their head coach is, and they're playing really, really good basketball right now.
In two decades, by the way, Coach Stonebreaker, seven Final Fours. That's at least one Final Four, better than one every 3 years.
Yep.
How about that?
Most people would take that.
Yes. Two state championships and three state runners-up teams.
Yep.
Anna Rockets in the road green, Versailles Tigers the home white. Behind us, the crowd adorned in green and white. Across the way, orange and black. Far, far better crowd here in game two tonight. The first regional semifinal went to Purcell by a point over Summit Country Day,
yep.
45-44.
Was not incredibly impressed with the game, if you want to know the truth. I honestly think whoever wins this one will have quite an advantage in the championship game. They didn't travel well coming from Cincinnati. It's not really hard to believe that they didn't bring a lot of people. Probably be a little better crowd for Purcell on Saturday.
The crowd since game one is probably, grown by 8 or 9 times?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The section on the far side, represented by Versailles, about 3/4 full. And a section behind us, also about 3/4 full. And a student down to our right.
Good student crowd. Ben Versailles has the same.
Yep, two good end zone crowds of students cheering these two clubs on, Anna and Versailles. They've had some battles over the years, some really good contests. And in the regular season, it was a 43-39 win by Versailles over Anna. Take really nothing away
nothing
from that.
Yeah.
No. The day after Christmas, the players were not taking down rebounds, Chuck. They were taking down decorations.
Oh, of course. You know, they were still trying to figure out what they got and what they were taking back to the store they didn't like.
So many thanks here tonight on scorersbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, on board with us since 2010. Thank you so much, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Thanks to the administration, staff, and associates at LaCal. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, we salute three new underwriting sponsors, including Hoing and Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, and Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, VoteJordanSheriff.com. And thanks as well here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Dixman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. thanks to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. And Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's Regal for the crowning touch. In Rushi, gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. But Chuck, let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game for Sales Tigers, as you alluded, with a height advantage on the inside in the person of 6'3" Brooke Stonebreaker, 6'2" Lindsay Winter. They have combined to average about 25 points a game between them and 15 rebounds per contest, and they both shoot free throws very well. Yep. Winter at 70%, Stonebreaker at 76%. The other three starters are Caitlin McElDowney, a 5'4" senior guard, 9 points a game. Danielle Kunk, a wing player, 5'7". She's averaging 8.5 per game. And the fifth starter, Hannah Bargey, 5'7" senior guard, averaging 2.5 points a game. Versail shoots free throws at a 67% clip like Anna. Rockets do as well. In the middle, Lauren Barhorst, 6'2" senior, 12 points a game. Kiflin Rowland at a forward, 5'11" senior, 6.5 points a game. Mary Landis, a 5'6" junior at a wing. Ella Dosick at a guard, 11 a game, a 5'6" junior. And Michaela Ambus, a 5'4" senior at 4 points per outing. Right away, Versailles gets the opening tip, and Kunk tries a long three-pointer from the right flank. It's no good off the back rim. Rebound, Anna, storming down the floor, all the way to the rack. Driving layup is good by Ella Dosick, and she took it 60 feet.
Yeah, she's an outstanding basketball player, no doubt about it.
Anna starts out up 2-0, and it is a zone defense as we forecasted, Chuck.
2-3.
Ball thrown to Stonebreaker in the lane. Ball thrown on top, then whipped to the left side of the court, and much too high, intended for Caitlin McElDowney. That throw had a little too much sauce on it, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm not, it just nerves a little bit because there was no defender there.
Here is Landis receiving the inbounds pass for Anna. Token pressure by the Versailles Tigers. Anna in the green jerseys, green shorts, white numerals. Versailles white top to bottom, orange numbers outlined in black. Here's Ella Dosick sprinting down the floor hard again. Enters the top of the circle, darts into the lane. A late dish on the plate of Barhorst. Versailles knew it was coming, and they splattered that ball out of bounds.
You know, Kunk did a nice job of breaking that up. That was going to be a layup.
Ball inbounded to Landis. Cross-court heave intended for Dosick. Broken up momentarily by Versailles. Dosick tracks it down. Ella signals a play out between the circles. High left on the pass to Ambus. Ambus circles, top of the circle, picks up her dribble, leaves it for Landis. It goes to Barhorst, low on the left. Shoots it up in the air over Stonebreaker, who's at 6'3", and overshot it. That little short shot by Barhorst was hindered, clearly modified by the length of Stonebreaker. And then Anna with a blocking foul at half court. It's common, out of bounds to Versailles, which trails 2-0 after 90 seconds.
Well, Barhorst catches the ball there. She's got to turn and square up and face and make Stonebreaker play defense. That time she didn't make her.
And if she doesn't have the angle to use the backboard, Chuck, you don't use it.
Nope. Right. Exactly.
And here is Versailles forcing the ball down inside to Stonebreaker. Forces one up against Barhorst, and she altered that shot. It's way off the mark. Rebound by Anna. Dosick head of the key. Anna up 2-0. Ball thrown, right flank, open jump shooter. It's Ambus, no good off the flange. Rebound yanked down by Stonebreaker. Here come the Tigers, backcourt to Kunk. Long throw up the floor to McElDowney. She starts toward the paint area. Anna reaches in with a mitt and ties up the basketball and benefits from the arrow. 2-0 in favor of Anna. 5:56 to go here in the first quarter. Versailles Tigers, Chuck, in the first meeting against Anna were really neutralized on the inside by Anna's zone, but still won the game by 4, led most of the contest. Neither club shot very well.
No.
That game hardly a predictor of tonight.
No, you can't really tell from the regular season, especially right around Christmas. That's too early in the season.
Here come the Rockets up over the timeline. It is Dosic. Dosic veers off to the left. Leaves a pass out high for a teammate. It's Kiplin Rowland. Rowland, the 5'11 senior. Let's see if she drifts down to the post. Hands it to Dosic on the arc. Dosic tries to drive against two taller players. She lost the ball going up. It came down off her shoulder and went out of bounds.
I think that was the right call. The referee underneath was blocked. He looked out to the outside official who made the correct call.
We have seen standout interior defense already in this game by both teams.
It's trying to, like, shoot over in the giant sequoias.
5:26 left to go here in the second quarter. Or I should say the first quarter. 2-0 Anna. Here's a long three right side of the floor by Versailles. It's pitched up there by McElnowney. It's skidded off the rim. Weak side rebounding foul against the Tigers, or is it over the shoulder on Anna? But the officials give the ball to Versailles.
Wow.
Apparently a Rocket was a bit too aggressive trying to block out on the board. Getting set to inbounds. Tigers underneath their own hoop.
I was going to say, we're at the other end of the floor. I really couldn't tell.
Playmaker for Anna to the left of the rim is Bargy. Anna's gone nearly 3 minutes here and has shut out Versailles. Ball thrown to the head of the key. Now to Winter at the foul stripe. Turnaround 15-foot J rimmed. Long rebound to Stonebreaker. 12-footer is hard. And Barhorst jerks it down for Anna. Under five to go first quarter. 2-0 Anna. Dosic on the arc to Landis. She hangs on for Anna. Popping out Ambus. Michaela fakes left, goes right through the lane. Down to Lambus for a 17-footer. Oh, it's behind the arc. Swish! She's got it. Mary Landis connects. That's a member that's supporting cast, Chuck, that Anna needs to step up.
That was Kiplin Rowland that hit that.
I'm sorry, Kiplin Rowland on the shot. 5-0 Anna. Rowland a big three. Ambus a driving layup. Here's Lindsay Winter, foul line extended left, overshooting from 16 for Versailles. The rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Anna. In the regular season meeting, Barhorst had 23, or I should say Dosic had 23. Barhorst 10 for Anna. Lindsay Winter 13, Danielle Cluck 9, McElnowney 8 for Versailles. And here is the inbounds pass on the play by Versailles. Anna stuffs that one out of bounds as well. 4:22 left opening quarter, 5-0 Anna. Versailles pitches into the lane to Stonebreaker. She twists and turns from 5 feet, left it short. Rebound Anna. Down to Ambison backcourt. Michaela up and over the timeline. Picked up 25 feet away by Bargy. Here's a foul line J by Ambus. Good look. Yes, she's got it. Versailles needs a timeout. Tigers are down 7-0 to Anna in the first 4 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got plans this Friday night? The hottest bar in town is now serving up the ultimate seafood selection.
That's right. Frisch's Ultimate Seafood Bar is packed with dozens of sizzling seafood and sides, like our crunchy battered whitefish, popcorn shrimp, steamed broccoli, and new crab cakes. It's Friday's hottest bar scene. Or come in every day for new shrimp and cheddar grits or our meat-free Impossible Big Boy.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Tracy White, head coach of Versailles, first year, sat on the bench with head coach Jackie Stonebreaker last season, as we alluded during our pregame. Tracy's done a great job, this club, for Versailles this year, without a half dozen of the members of the girls' team a year ago that won 21 games.
Well, the one thing you notice is that the coaching staff lost a lot of height with the new coach compared to Jackie.
Jackie was what, about 6'2", 6'3"?
I would think so, yep.
Here is Versailles running offense and getting a good screen from the right wing. And Caitlin McElnowney hoists in a 24-footer, a triple. And it's 7-3. Versailles responding to Coach White after the timeout. Versailles' first bucket of the night came with just over 3.5 to go in the initial period. Deep in the left corner, Kiplin Rowland's got it for Anna. Sends it cross-court to Ambus. Into the right corner, Dosic. Back to the basket on the bounce. looks for a cutter, finds one in the paint area. It's Kaylee Brewer in off the bench, slapped away, stolen by Versailles. Here come the Tigers down the floor, 3-on-2 break, intercepted. What a hustle play by Anna, stolen by Breanne Riemann, 5'7 sophomore, in as a sub, and then the Rockets throw it out of bounds into the Tigers bench across the way.
Playing just a little too fast right there.
Yep. 7-3, Anna, 5 minutes gone, opening period. Rockets getting set to substitute again. Lena Rowland will perform, a 5'10 sophomore. Versailles spreads the floor right now. Abby Stammen in, a 5'7 player, a junior. He's got the ball high right. Back to McElDowney. High left. Bingo! Another long one. Caitlin McElDowney, 40% three-point shooter on the year. Back-to-back trays.
Used to saying good threes by McElDowney for Versailles, that's for sure.
Here's Ambus, top of the circle for Anna. Nearly walked. Gave it up on the play to Breanne Riemann. Boy, those three-pointers are quick equalizers. After that timeout by Versailles, in less than a minute, two triples from distance by the Tigers. Here's a foul line, Jay, by it's Lauren Barhorst, who turns and shoots. The Southpaw missed it. It skimmed off the rim, rebound down to Versailles. Good look, shot just not there. Stepping back and shooting the long two-pointer winner, 18-footer Versailles, missed it. Off to the left, rebound Anna, a minute 53 left, opening quarter. Racehorse style, down the floor, Rockets. Open, Kiplin Rowland, three-pointer, bullseye! Kiplin Rowland from way outside.
She matches McElDowney, that was her second.
Kiplin Rowland, two triples. Caitlin McElDowney, two triples. 10-6, Anna up four. A minute and a half to go, first quarter. Bounce pass, right corner, McElDowney's got it. Ball whipped into the lane to Lindsey Winter. Right back to Caitlin. Another three ball is on the button. Three triples right on target for Caitlin McElDowney of the Tigers, who are within one at 10-9.
You need to adjust your defense. You cannot cover down on the big person if she's on that side now, the way she's shooting it.
Anna tries a three ball. Here's a quick trigger from Kaylee Brewer. No good off the heel. Long rebound Tigers. Down the floor to McElDowney. Outside the arc on the left to Kunk. Pitches down to the post on the block, deflected out of bounds by Anna with 56.8 to go in the first quarter. 10-9, Anna up one. Anna jumped on top 7-0 in the first nearly 5 minutes. Versailles has roared back thanks to deadly outside marksmanship from Caitlin McElDowney. Ball lobbed in by Versailles to Stonebreaker at the foul line. Broken up by Anna. Here's Ambus sprinting down the floor. Driving layup is good. Ambus for two. Fly ball turnover turned into a quick bucket.
That was a tough shot because he had pressure on her.
12-9 in favor of the Rockets. Here's Versailles throwing to the top of the circle. The ball is dropped into the hands of an Anna player. Miscue Tigers, second in a row. Let's see if Anna plays for one. 26 seconds to go in the opening stanza. Here's Ambus, drives, foul line. Ball thrown behind the arc to a teammate. Long three-pointer attempted. It is no good by Kaylee Brewer. Hit the backboard rim and sprayed off into the right corner. Versailles tracked down the rebound. 9 seconds to go here in the first period. Here's Kunk straight away. Gives it up, gets it back. Throws it to a teammate in the left corner. It's chucked up there by Bargy. She overshoots it. It didn't catch rim. Went out of bounds to Anna with 1.3 to go. 10 players in backcourt, or I should say 8, with the exception of Barhorst and Stonebreaker. Anna gets it into Lena Rowland. She hangs on to it, and the first quarter closes. One period in the books. Regional semifinal here at Springfield. Girls Division 3, Anna 12, Versailles 9. The winner takes on Purcell Marion. 3 o'clock tip for a berth in the state final four. That game is coming up on Saturday afternoon here at Springfield. Anna's up 3 after 8 minutes on scores.broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. We specialize in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, outbuildings with over 200 years of experience among our current employees. Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing Builders has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information on how to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. For Hoing and Hoing Builders, what you can imagine, we can create. For sales possession to start the second quarter, jump shot missed. Anna with the rebound. Look at Michaela Ambusco. Wow, what hustle by her. She got the long board, hit the top of the circle, Chuck, and away she went the other 60 feet, motoring fast.
Great left-handed shot under pressure, too.
Boy, she's provided good spark for Anna here in the opening 9 minutes. 14-9 Rockets. A minute gone here in the second quarter. Ball thrown back to the basket, winner. Ball lobbed right corner, Caitlin McElnatty. Into the post to winner, she pivots, turns from 10 feet, left it short. Rebound batted, recovered by Versailles in the corner. Here's a throw to the top of the circle to McElnatty. Picked off, intercepted by Anna. Boy, the Rockets are everywhere. Anna turning over Versailles. Kaylee Brewer swiped that one.
They did all that scoring in the first quarter with Dosik on the bench with two fouls.
Lena Rowland, head of the key. Dosik back out there now. She's got it straight away. Hits to Cutter Ambus into the lane. Tries to make a bounce pass into the corner to Kiplin Rowland. It's broken up by Winner. Winner to Kunk. Kunk scoots up the floor for Versailles. Hits the trailer Winner. She's covered by two players. Wants to drive. Right around a couple green jerseys. Up and in. Lindsay Winner puts it on the floor and goes to work.
Nice strong move. Went up with her left hand.
14-11. Anna of a three, just over six to play till halftime. Midcourt, it's Dosik. Dosik 30 feet away to Ambus. Ambus looks for the cutter. Kaylee Brewer can't find her. Now back to Dosik at the big blue S Springfield logo at midcourt. On a weave, Kiplin Rowland. She pivots into the lane, almost walked. Gave it up in time to Ambus, who circles through the head of the key. Outside the arc on the right to Dosik. Dosik with a spin move. Oh, she's doubled as she starts to penetrate. Must give it up. Now Rowland 30 feet out. 5:40 left, second quarter. Kiplin looks for help. Goes foul line. Good bounce pass. Baseline left to a teammate. A little five-footer laid up there by Lena Rowland. It hangs on the iron and drops off into the hands of Versailles. Tigers can tie with a three here. Winner top of the circle. Pivots, foul line extended right. Fadeaway 15-footer is pure. Oh, that's pretty.
Well, it's 6-2. She's going to shoot over top of you, that's for sure.
Unstoppable. 14-13, Anna by one. Two straight field goal by Lindsay Winner as she warms up for the Tigers. Deep in the left corner for Anna. It is Kiplin Rowland. Out high to Lena. Lena looks for help. Goes right back to Kiplin. Oh, posting up in the lane is Dosik. Caught it. Dosik caught it, pivoted, and scored. And she's fouled on the play. Woo! Dandy action in the lane area by Ella Dosik.
Took it right out of her. She was not intimidated by the size at all.
Ella is so athletic, quite agile. And, yeah, there may have been a 6'2 or a 6'3 player close by. She just slipped right around the defender for Versailles.
She is so much fun to watch.
Fouled in the act of shooting was Dosik. The free throw's right there. 17-13, Versailles had crept within one. Anna answers with a three-point play the old-fashioned way. 4:40 left here in the second quarter. Anna 17, Versailles 13. Here's Lindsay Winner on a weave to Kunk. Gives it up outside the arc on the right. Here's high-low action down inside to Stonebreaker. Oh, she babied the five-footer. It hit the rim and trickled off. Anna came up with a loose ball rebound. It's Dosick in backcourt. Dosick fakes left, veers right, goes into the corner, hits a teammate who's bumped off her spot. No, it's ruled a walk. Travel violation against Anna's Mary Landis. No harm, no foul. Little collision. All part
a little
of
bit of a bump, but I don't think that's a call there.
All part of the game. 4:14 to go, first period, or I should say first half. 17-13. Anna up four. Versailles Tigers have not led. They were down 7-0 at the start. Straight away, Lindsay Winter. Oh, she goes to work on Landis. Drives down the side of the lane. Poor angle. Baseline. Tried to bank it. And the ball skimmed off the side of the glass into the hands of Anna.
That was a little bit of a force.
Chuck Versailles rarely getting a second shot.
No doubt. They've got two offensive rebounds.
Good job by Anna in that department. Lauren Barhorst back on the floor for Anna after getting a respite. Between the circles, it is Dosick. Anna up four. 3:35 left, second quarter. Ball thrown to Barhorst in the paint. She spins, and she took a big-time journey. She walked badly.
I think she thought she got around Winter and turned, and there was a 6'3 Stonebreaker right in front of her.
Right. The two tall young ladies on the inside for Versailles put the squeeze on Barhorst of Anna, which still leads by four, 17-13.
They're playing really well.
Three and a half to go here in the second quarter. Very interesting, Chuck, after Versailles went down 7-0. Head coach White made an adjustment and found McElnatty three straight times.
Not a bad person to find.
Right-o. Now Lindsay Winter's gotten into the act for Versailles, which is still down by four to the Rockets, who go high-low. Winter down inside to Stonebreaker. Oh, it looked like Stonebreaker might have been mugged. A lot of contact, no foul. Ball was stabbed out of bounds by Anna. Looks like the Rockets are trying to deceive the official into taking it out, but no dice. 3:10 left, second quarter. Low scoring game, 17-13 Anna. In the corner, Kunk, the playmaker for the Tigers. Looks for Stonebreaker, throws it to her, foul line, deflected by Barhorst. Stonebreaker got the loose ball, missed the 12-footer. It hit the back flange. Rebound down to Dosick of Anna. On a resource up the floor comes Ella. Anna up four, 2:56 left, first half. High left, it's Lena Rowland down into Barhorst. She dropped it, went to the corner to get it. Straight away, Ambus. Four-point lead, Rockets. Big possession here. Head coach Jeff Maurer signaling a play. Coming out to catch, Kiplin Rowland for Anna. They want to post up Dosick, and the ball is popped away by Versailles. Good defense. Outlet pass down the floor to Kunk. Down to Caitlin McElnatty, 25 feet out. Near side pass to Bargy. Ball flipped to McElnatty in the left corner. Short corner jumper from 16. Hit the rim, clanged off. Loose ball rebound, Anna. Again, Versailles denied a second shot.
Yeah, they're not getting any in second shots, and that's a testament to Anna and how hard they're playing on the defensive end.
2:07 to go here in the first half. Anna up four, 17-13. Rockets want to go to Dosick, low post right. Now to Barhorst. Anna playing Ella down inside quite a bit. Here's a straightaway three ball by Rowland. Wow, it's a beauty. Kiplin Rowland right down the middle. She's got three trifectas so far, the X factor in this game. Anna's lead is swollen to seven, 20-13. Rockets ask for a timeout and do get it. It's a 30-second timeout for Anna. Chuck will keep it right here and tell our listeners all about Pinnacle Sports Therapy, located in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park, a new underwriting sponsor here on scorersbroadcast.com. So many thanks to Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle. He owns a similar facility in Versailles called the Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation Center. He's expanded to Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. Jim has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works one-on-one with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program. And to maintain progress at home, he develops a plan for you while you are away from the office. More about Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in a moment. Last 90 seconds, first half. For Salesby, Roland and McEldowney have combined for 7 3 balls. That was a big sequence, Chuck. Missed layup, no foul by Anna. Yep.
5-point swing.
Yes. 20-16, Anna up 4. Rockets have the ball, 53 seconds to go, second period. Here is Kiplin Roland, 30 feet out. Ball swung on top to Riemann. Now it's thrown to Barhorst. Foul line extended left. High low down inside to Dosik. Oh, she blew the chippy. It was a gimme for Ella. She'll make that 95% of the time, maybe 99. For Sales, 30 seconds left with the ball. Second quarter, 20-16 Anna. Big possession Tigers, who will try to cut it to one or two before the break. Anna sits back in the zone. Outside the arc on the left, it's Danielle Kunk. Kunk gives it to a teammate who has the ball punched up into the air. Oh, a nice steal by Anna. Here come the Rockets down the floor. Driving goes Brewer. Bounce pass, Dosik. Picked off for Sales. 5 seconds left. McEldowney stops and pops. A long two-pointer. Yes! She hits it. Wow. Caitlin McEldowney, a young lady possessed here in the first half, keeping the Tigers really close. It's Anna 20 for Sales 18. Anna missed opportunities late in that second quarter. Two-point game at the break. Every bit as good as we thought it would be. Regular season contest was decided by 4, and it's a thriller so far here tonight. Anna by Versailles, or Anna over Versailles by 2 at intermission, 22-18. Winner of this game advances on to a regional championship at 3 on Saturday against Purcell Marion, which defeated Summit Country Day in game 1 here tonight by a point. There's been a shift in that Saturday start time from 1:30 to 3. We would be on the web online here at 2:45 on Saturday afternoon. We'll return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report in just a moment. Thanks so much to Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Machuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Springfield. You hear a little Journey in the background.
We always have good music here.
As these two clubs, Anna and Versailles, have journeyed to the regional semifinal. At stake in this game, a berth in the regional championship on Saturday at 3 against Cincinnati Purcell Marion. On the line then Saturday is an opportunity to go to the state Final Four at St. John Arena. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 2-point lead, Anna. Rockets haven't guarded Caitlin McElnatty very well, and the Tigers have not guarded Kiplin Rowland of Anna very well.
Each one of them are burying threes on the other team. And each team has 10 rebounds. Versailles got 2 offensive rebounds. Anna didn't get any. 8 turnovers by the Tigers, 7 by the Rockets. Free throw shooting at a minimum, 1 for 1 for Anna. Versailles didn't go to the free throw line in the first half. Individual scoring, it's pretty simple. Caitlin McElnatty has 14, and Lindsay Winter has 4. There's your 18 points for Versailles, 9 each quarter. On the other side, Kiplin Rowland with 9, Michaela Ambus of 6, and Ella Dosick with 5. They scored 12 and 8. They lead it 20-18 at the half.
I thought Chuck, Anna had a 7-point lead a couple times, missed a couple very short shots in the last minute of the first half. Really, given the way the Rockets have defended the post of Versailles, Anna should have a better lead than this.
Well, they should. Winter scored 4, worked real hard to get those 4.
Right.
Stonebreaker has taken 2 or 3 shots, hasn't hit any yet. They need to find McElnatty. I mean, I think that's an obvious statement, but the girls got 4 threes, and that last 2 had to be awfully close to another 3. She's got 14 of their 18 points.
Well, when you don't man-to-man, and Versailles is able to get the ball to the post, then disperse it quickly to the other side, that zone defense is going to flex just a little bit, and that creates an opening. Fine adjustment there fairly late in that first quarter by head coach Tracy White of Versailles.
Well, you need to cheat on the side. You need to know where McElnatty is. And if she's on your side and they throw the ball into the post, you cannot go help because they're going to throw the ball right back out to her. Yep. And she's not missing anything.
Meanwhile, Chuck, I love Anna's hustle. The Rockets scrap, especially on both backboards. They've offset the height advantage of the Tigers.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job of keeping Versailles from getting second and third
right
shots.
Yep.
They Barhorst didn't score. They need to get her going in the second half.
Indeed.
And they need to get Ella Dosick going a little bit better with her 5.
Halftime score, Anna 20, Versailles 18, 4 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, it's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court.
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights at Brookins features two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Owner Carl Arns at Brookins creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy that new late-night menu at Brookins, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins. B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. And the Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. We here at ScoresBroadcast.com thank all of the staff and associates at both Superior and Francis Schulze. This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie here at Springfield. Girls Division III Regional Semifinals. Anna with a slim 2-point lead, 2018 over Versailles here at halftime. We're seconds away from starting the third quarter. Chuck, Versailles has never led. Anna's at a couple 7-point advantages.
Well, they need to continue to push that out. They missed some easy shots. I think Versailles, you're going to look at them really try to go inside here early in the third quarter.
Ella Dosick with two fouls at guard for Anna. Gives it up into the right corner to Kiplin Rowland. Rowland hands it right off to Mary Landis, short corner. Out of Barhorst in the lane area. Little 7-footer. Oh, it danced off the rim, came off. Rebound Versailles. Tigers quickly down inside the Stonebreaker. She's double-teamed. Feeds it to Winter. She coughed it up and goes out of bounds.
Not sure why Stonebreaker didn't go ahead and shoot that. She passed up a 6-footer to try to get a 4-footer.
And that was a pass, Chuck, in tight quarters.
Not going to catch that.
Real tough to finish. Missed shot by Anna. Miscue by Versailles. 35 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Anna up 2, 2018. Top of the circle, it is Kiplin Rowland. Throws to the post to Barhorst, and the ball's batted free by Versailles. We got a pile up at the top of the circle. Jump ball arrow favors Versailles. Turnover situation, Chuck, the first two quarters was what?
Well, that one made it 8-8.
Okay.
So neither team turning the ball over a bunch.
Nope.
But neither team really playing any kind of pressure defense.
You're right. Each team has been allowed to comfortably get the ball up over the timeline into the half court. Each club settling back into its defense for sure. Here's Daniel Kunk, high right, baseline right winner. Fall away 14-footer, bullseye. She's got it, and we're all knotted at 20.
Yeah, they came out playing man-to-man that time, and she caught the ball about 6 feet from the basket on the side and went up over top for the shot.
Nice fade by winner vintage, Lindsay Winter. Here is a three-pointer left side. Dosick of Anna, wide open, short. Rebound Versailles. Here come the Tigers. Kunk on the sprint down the floor. Leaves it behind her to Bargie. Ball goes to Lindsay Winter, baseline right. Shot might have been deflected by Barhorst. It's on the deck. And Dosick, scrappy for it. Digs it off the hardwood for Anna. There she goes down the floor into the lane. Got away with a walk. Deep left corner to a teammate. Long three try. Kaylee Brewer missed it hard. Rebound Versailles. We played 2 minutes, tied 20-20 in the third. Shot fake. Lindsay Winter in the right corner. Pivots from 14, left it short. That's the objective here in the second half. Get the ball to Lindsay. Here's Anna down the floor. Dosick not looking. Tapped away by Bargie from behind. Off to Kunk. Kunk drives, shoots. No good. Rebound, Winner missed it, got it back, and scored! Winner! Four Versailles, which takes the lead, 22-20.
Boy, they're letting them beat on each other on the inside, that's for sure.
5:38 to go in the third. Tigers, first edge in this contest, up two.
It was 20-13, wasn't it?
And 7-0. Here's the ball thrown to Dosik, down inside for Anna. Oh, look at her swivel. Underneath Stonebreaker's outstretched arms, she scoops and scores. Beautifully done by Ella Dosik, quite athletic. Heck of a play. Game tied at 22, 5:08 to go, third quarter. Top of the circle for Versailles. It's handed off on the play to Danielle Kunk. Outside the arc, high right. It goes to a teammate who wants to drive. She gets pinched off at the short corner. It's Anna Bargy. Defensive foul, Anna, which was not set. It's Common, first foul of this half. Inbounding Winner, about 8 feet right of the basket. Anna not guarding her. They're zoning below the rim. Winner tries to get it to Stonebreaker. It rolls away from her. She gets it, though, and makes a beautiful left-handed swivel shot in the post. Woo!
That is something you would not have seen out of that girl last year.
Nope. Dosik with a quite athletic play for Anna, followed up the one from Stonebreaker of the Tigers, who lead by two, 24-22. 4:40 left, third quarter. Top of the circle, Dosik. Baseline left, it's Ambus. Ambus is free for a long two-pointer, and she hits it. Ambus was left available, and she nailed a 17-footer just inside the stripe. Good play by Dosik to find her. We're knotted right back up at 24. 4:18 left here in the third quarter. Kunk for Versailles. Near side, McElnown. He thought about shooting the three. Boy, she was moved off her spot that time by Anna's defense. Winner, high post, wants to go down inside to Stonebreaker. Instead, it goes short corner to McElnowney. McElnowney beneath the backboard is hooked on the play.
You got to move your feet. You can't just reach in like that. That's a foul on Barhorse. Silly foul.
That's the first on Lauren. Dosik's got two. Anybody in trouble for Versailles, Chuck?
No.
Ball lobbed in near midcourt to McElnowney from below the basket by Versailles. We're tied up at 24. 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. Danielle Kunk out high, picked up by Dosik. Now to Bargy. Bargy flips one up on the run. It hit the rim, ricocheted into the corner. Versailles got the long rebound. McElnowney right back inside to Stonebreaker. Knocked away by Anna. It's rolling out of bounds in the corner. Versailles will keep it again. 24-24 deadlock. 3:37 left here in the third quarter. And Anna's head coach, Jeff Maurer, gets a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
And thank you so much, Dittman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch is in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. And Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Well, Versailles inbounds the ball after the timeout below its own basket. Gets a foul line jumper that misses. Then a foul shot from 8 or 9 feet that misses. Then another rebound on the offensive glass. That shot does not go in, but Anna fouls. And the Tigers get a couple free ones to inch ahead And the shot is pumped up and made.
Well, we talked about them not giving up any offensive rebounds. They've given up four here in the third quarter already.
Is that Abby Stammen in?
Yes.
Off the bench for Versailles? Made the first. Second one was long. Rebound, Anna. Scrum forward on the floor. And the Rockets managed to scratch it off the hardwood and come out of there with it. Anna down by a point, 25-24, 3:18 to go, third quarter. Top of the circle, Lena Roland, high right to Barhorst. Barhorst pitches to Ambus. Ambus peers in, looks for Barhorst, they can't find her. Boy, she's been nullified in this game so far by the bigs of Versailles. Foul line, Dosik almost walked. Ball flipped to the corner, right back to Dosik, who fakes left, goes right. Running one-hander down the lane, off to the right, no good. Stick back by Barhorst is good. Just as we mentioned her name, she comes to the rescue for Anna.
Like Beetlejuice, she said her name and she got an offensive rebound and a putback.
Right, 26-25, Anna up one. 2:39 left here in the third quarter. Foul line, Stonebreaker down inside to Winner, high-low. Into the corner, Caitlin McElnany running one-hander, 10-footer.
Wow.
Oh, what a play. McElnany's on fire.
That was from behind the backboard.
That was a beauty. Somehow or other, she slipped that ball in around the glass. She was covered up on the three. Little baseline drive from the short corner, and she popped it home. Versailles up one, 27-26. 2:11 to go, third quarter. On the arc, Dosik for Anna. Gives it up to Ambus. Back to Dosik. They look in the middle for Lena Roland. Ball thrown right corner to the jump shooter for Anna. Long three ball. Brewer hits the heel. Rebound in the air. Yanked down by Winner. Hand off to Stonebreaker. Up the floor to McElnany for Versailles. Tigers now with a chance to go up by three or four. This might be their first opportunity, Chuck, in the game to extend the lead with a possession beyond a point. Ball thrown, a high post, it goes to Bargy. Bargy into the middle of the lane to Stonebreaker, ill-advised. Anna broke it up and swiped it. Here's Dosik on the run down the floor. A minute 20 left in the third. 27-26 for Sales by one. Dosik 30 feet out. Boy, this game, Chuck, is going to be a photo finish to the wire.
Yeah, you got to figure. We felt like Anna had the advantage in the guards and that Versailles had the advantage inside. But, boy, McElnany has been a real equalizer.
Here's the pass, but Dosik into the lane to Barhorst. She tries to throw up the left-hand half-hook shot. Thought she was fouled on the wrist. No call. Rebound Versailles. Quickly forecourt left. Kump misses a long three, but followed her shot and laid it in. What a play by Danielle Kump. She knew right where that ball was headed after she let it go. She was aware it was going to be off the ring, and she made a beeline to that rebound and put in the short shot after getting the carom. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Versailles now up three. Tigers' biggest lead in this game, 29-26. Spin move, Dosik, foul line, fell down, was tripped on the play. It's common. Seconds to go, third quarter. Anna needs points at the end of this period to enter the fourth, just one down. Third quarter has belonged to the Tigers. They have come out of the second half on a mission, having defended Anna extremely well. Here's Ambus, top of the circle to Brewer. Left corner, jump shooter, Anna. Yes, it's pumped in by Dosik. And it was behind the arc to tie the game. Good ball rotation by Anna. And Dosik hoisted in a trifecta. 7 seconds left in the third, tied at 29. Versailles has got to hurry. Ball lobbed into Stonebreaker. Pinballed around, stolen by Anna as the third quarter finishes. Dosik with a huge triple by Anna to knot it up at 29 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't
Beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
We extend thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Chuck Anna scored the last field goal to end the third quarter, gets possession via the arrow to start the fourth.
Yep, it'd be good for them to get a lead here again.
Game tied at 29, 7:40 to go, fourth period. Anna very patient on the top of the circle. It's Ambus. Ball pried away by McElnowney, rolling into backcourt, and we have an over and back called on Anna. I'm not sure about that. Wasn't the ball deflected by Versailles?
Yes. So this is the same guy that Saturday night at Piqua had a horrible night. Maybe he's just not a very good official.
I didn't understand that one.
No.
Good play by McElnowney to shake the ball free from Dosick. Then McElnowney tipped it over the center line. Looked like it was a loose ball. Jump.
Probably a held ball.
Yeah.
But it should have been.
The arrow, Versailles' possession, which is what it is anyway. But not the right interpretation. Daniel Kunk left open high right for Versailles. Got a double screen. Lofted one up way short. Didn't hit the rim. Easy rebound into the lap of a rocket. Kiplin rolling, and she's fouled over the back.
Yeah, that was on Lindsay Winter. They've only got two players on the floor right now with a foul. Nobody has more than one.
Personal foul should not be a factor as we head down the stretch run of this game. 7:12 left to go, fourth quarter. Game tied at 29. Outside the arc on the right for Anna. The ball being kept by Brianne Riemann, who's in now. Brianne, a 5'7 sophomore. She and Kaylee Brewer, a 5'2 soft, have seen action. Spin move, Dosick foul line. Throws to Barhorst, through her hands. Picked off, though, by Kiplin Rowland. Right back to the cutter, Brianne Riemann into the paint area. Shot deflected. Rebounded by Versailles. Look at Kunk go to work down the floor. She went too fast, missed it. Got the rebound back and rimmed an 8-footer. Ball knocked to the deck. It is taken out of there by Anna. Dosick to midcourt. Knocked away by Versailles. Scrum for it. Pile up, a white shirt, a green shirt. Boy, that is how hungry these two teams are.
How much fun is this to see these? Each one wants to be playing again Saturday. That's pretty obvious.
29-29 tie. Versailles, Danielle Kunk had a good shot at a driving layup there, Chuck, seconds ago, but was just a little too hasty.
That was a tough shot. She got herself behind the backboard a little bit.
Yep, she was going pell-mell and was too far under. Here is Kunk in the right corner, lobbing to the post for Lindsay Winter. It missed its mark, intercepted by Barhorst. It picked off by McElnowney, who drives and is fouled while trying to lay it in. Oh, one miscue deserves another.
Well,
or a good steal by one team deserves another one by the other.
Well, they need to. That was just a terrible outlet pass. She threw it right to Versailles.
And Caitlin McElnowney was hanging in the bushes and made the intercept. Fouled in the act of shooting. Two shots at the stripe.
Too close.
The first is no good.
She needs to back up behind the three-point line to shoot her free throws.
Right. 6:10 left in the fourth. Game tied at 29. Nobody scored in nearly 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. McElnowney's second free throw is true right there.
She's got 17
of the 30 for Versailles. How about that? And you would have thought 17, maybe 20 combined by the two big, Stonebreaker and Winter, but not the case. Stonebreaker's been held in check. Here's Anna with the ball in the right corner. It's Brianne Riemann to Dosick. On top to Kiplin Rowland. Now Barhorst 20 feet away. Left baseline, open player, Dosick. A long two-pointer, swish! She's got it. Anna back up one. 31-30. Excellent ball movement by Anna. 5:38 to go, fourth quarter. McElnowney throws it inside to Winter. Anna went for the intercept, couldn't get it. Winter's 10-foot fadeaway. Hit the rim once, twice. Rebound, Anna. 5:20 left, fourth quarter. 31-30 Rockets. Dosick over the large Springfield logo, the capital S at midcourt. Far left wing, It's Kiplin rolling. Ball high overhead. Kiplin on the bounce. Foul line extended left. It's Dosik. Rockets want to keep it in their hands as much as possible. It goes baseline. Open jump shooter from 17. Brewer left it short. Follow on the play by Anna. Up and in. What a play by Breanne Riemann. Boy, she was alert. 33-30. Anna back up by three. After Versailles led by three late in the third. 4:40 to go. Fourth quarter. Outside the arc on the right for Versailles. It is Bargy. To Stammen, loops it across into the left corner. Caitlin McElnatty. She's guarded off her spot, but lets go a long two and makes it. Oh, she couldn't get position to shoot the three because she was checked by Anna. So she inched in front of the line and poured in the long two-pointer.
Right in front of us, and you can see she had a toe on the line.
33-32, Anna's three-point lead cut to one. Caitlin McElnatty has been magnificent for Versailles. Here's Ella Dosik spinning into the lane. Oh, up and under between two players. One was Stonebreaker. Got it. Oh, what a play.
My goodness.
Superb maneuver through the paint area by Ella Dosik. She's putting on a clinic, driving it to the hole. 3:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. Versailles winner, high post. Loops it into the right corner to Caitlin McElnatty. Right back into the middle to winner, head coach Tracy White of the Tigers gets a timeout with Anna up three, 35-32, and 3:44 remaining on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And up three, 35-32. Final 3 minutes plus of this game. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we are at Vidalia Butler for a girls' Division IV regional semifinal and final. 6:15 tip, 6 o'clock webcast time. Fort Loramie against Danville, followed by Cincinnati Country Day against Tri-Village. We were sharing with you earlier information about Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Jim Spitzer there at Pinnacle treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments, as well as knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. That's Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. Big possession for Versailles. Stonebreaker high post, pivots. Pivots some more, doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Danielle Cunt, 30 feet away. 3:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna in the lead over Versailles by three, 35-32. Outside the arc on the right, it's Bargy. Bargy dribbles in the left-hand bounce, goes to Stammen. In the left corner, Cunt, and the ball is shaken loose by Anna. We've got a jump ball. It's on the deck. And a possession benefiting from the alternating arrow.
That was Breanne Riemann. She had a big shot, and boy, that was a real nice steal right there.
Yep, it was not a real good pass by Versailles. It play on this side of the floor, Chuck, got congested. Tigers were better off keeping it in the hands of the young lady who had possession and then maybe rotating it away from the corner. Here is pressure in backcourt supplied by Versailles. Good job by Caitlin McElnatty. Made sure Anna had to throw it to somebody other than Dosik. It's Michaela Ambus on the dribble. 35-32, Anna in the lead. Long pass down inside to Barhorst. She muscles to the rim and rimmed a four-footer. She was walloped on the arm. She's got two foul shots coming. These are big. This would push Anna's lead to five. It was almost a basket in an add one.
Boy, they did a nice job of finding her, leading her to the basket. It just barely rolled off the rim.
Barhorst, an excellent free throw shooter. The lefty makes it. Rim, more rim, backboard, spun around, dropped through. These two teams shoot fouls very well, 67-68%. Barhorst very good. about 73. Oh, that one lipped the rim and came out. Rebound for Sales. Down four, 36-32, 2:50 left here in the fourth quarter. Far side of the floor, it's Caitlin McElnowney dribbling. Gives it to Abby Stauman, to McElnowney. Here's a drive to the rack. Overshoots it. Oh, what a rebound by Lindsay Winter. And she was bothered, fouled, as she tried to twist her way back up toward the rim. Brian Riemann committed it. Might have been a pretty good foul. It looked like Winter had 2 points on her mind in close.
Going to make her earn it from the free throw line.
And Lindsay swishes to make it 36-33.
I mean, this girl is going to UD on a volleyball scholarship. If she played basketball year-round, she'd be unstoppable.
Two free throws in a row by her, all nylon, every bit of the court. Neither one touched the rim. And it's 36-34. Anna has a two-point lead as Versailles cuts it in half with 2:40 remaining here in the fourth quarter. And now Versailles is going to pick up at the end of the floor some full court pressure here. Stonebreaker gets a breather. Ball lobbed up the floor to Dosik. Dosik two on one, has Barhorst trailing. Dosik stops, lets the taller defender go by, and lays it in. Heads up play, Dosik.
Heck yes, boy.
38-34, Anna, 2:26 to go here in the game. Versailles deep in the right corner with the ball. It's handled out there by Hannah Bargy. Bargy started to throw the ball to Stonebreaker in the post. Whistle blew because the Tigers had called timeout. They're down four. 2 minutes, 20 seconds remaining on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Oh, it's crunch time now here at Springfield. 2 minutes and 20 seconds remaining. Anna with a four-point lead over Versailles, 38-34. Versailles Tigers have the basketball. On the dribble, 30 feet away, it's Caitlin McElnowney. Tries to lob it to Lindsay Winter outside the lane, and it's pinballed around up in the air. Anna comes away with it. It's Dosik, triple-teamed in backcourt, gets it to the center stripe to Leanne Rowland. About 8 seconds had elapsed in the 10-second count. Anna gets a full timeout. 2:04 remaining, 38-34 Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. 2 minutes, 4 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Anna with the ball up four, 38-34. Ball inbounded on the play by Riemann to Dosik in backcourt, picked up by McElnowney. Crossover dribble to the left, then back to the right. On a weave, gives it up out high to Ambus. Oh, she's pinched, almost walked. Threw it down low on the right to a teammate, Riemann, who's open, up and good, and a foul. Versailles lost her. Versailles lost her. What a play by Breanne Riemann. Rockets out of the timeout, ran a play. It caught Versailles sleeping. It's 34 for Versailles, 40 for Anna. Three-point play opportunity for Breanne Riemann to expand the lead, Chuck, out to seven.
That was a great look that time, and I'll tell you what, Riemann come off the bench and played really well.
Yep. And Brewer and Riemann, boy, two second half of the season bench players for Anna who have excelled. The free throw's way long, Chuck.
but it ricochets into the far left corner, and it's Riemann who traces it down. Anna's got the ball up 6, a minute 37 to go. We got a collision right in front of the Rockets bench. Foul on Versailles, and we are approaching the 1-1.
That's only 5. They got another one to give.
Right. Anna up 6. Biggest lead twice at 7. 7-0 in 2013. Versailles had a brief lead of 3 late in the third quarter.
Well, Versailles had, when it was 20-13, they ran off 9 straight, took a 22-20 lead.
I forgot that, Chuck. Far side of the floor, Brianne Riemann inbounds for Anna. Out to Kiplin Rowland between the circles to Ambus. Versailles trails her and fouls. It looks like intentionally, unintentionally.
Right.
And it's team foul 6. Next one's the 1-1. Tigers wasting no time in approaching that 7th team foul. A minute 30 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball inbound to Nedosik in tight quarters. She throws it away. It rolls away from Barhorst. Anna covers it up. Arrow favors the Tigers. Big change of events right there. Pressure defense by Versailles. They hounded Ella Dosik, and her pass that was attempted cross court was deflected.
Right. They need to get Ella into a little bit of an open spot because that's who they want Versailles to have to foul.
Exactly. Here's Daniel Kunk on the arc for the Tigers. Down 6. A minute 18 to go in the game. Ball thrown baseline right to Lindsay Winter, and it's jammed away by Barhorst. Loose ball picked up by Anna. Here's a near steal at midcourt by Versailles. Hooking foul on the Tigers. Team foul number 7 on Versailles. And Anna will shoot the 1-1. 1:08 to go. Anna ahead by 6. 40-34. Chuck, I really thought that Versailles' inside performers would be much more of a factor in this game, but they haven't been.
Well, Stonebreaker scored 2, and Winter's got 10.
Here's the free throw by Ella Dosik. She's a sharpshooter at the stripe. She's got it. Anna's ahead by 7. 41-34. Just over a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Dosik again. Yes, again. 42-34.
She's at 18 now.
Oh, she's piling.
13 in the second half.
Piling them up over the last two quarters. Here is Versailles throwing the winner at the post. And Barhorst nicks her on the right shoulder as Lindsay goes up. That's not a common foul. It's shooting. That's big for Versailles. They get to the stripe with the clock stopped.
Well, Winter, the last time at the line, never hit the rim.
Free throw, Lindsay Winter. Swish again. 42-35. Anna's 8-point lead shaved to 7. 59.3 to go in the game.
Boy, if you're Anna, you got to be strong with the basketball because they're going to come pound on you.
And you've got to make free throws down the stretch. Lindsay Winter, second free throw. Front rim, backboard, front rim and off. Rebounded by Anna. Brianne Riemann races down the floor. Out ahead of the Tigers, who come up nipping at her heels. And foul from the rear. 1-1, Riemann for Anna, which is up 7.
You're right. She missed her only time at the line. If they make free throws, they win the basketball game. Just ask Legacy Christian last Saturday against Tri-Village.
Right. In a district championship game, girls D4 at Troy. Riemann fires too hard. Long rebound, Tigers. They're still within striking range. Until right then, a long throw up the floor. Right here at Media Row in front of us. Goes out of bounds. Too hot to handle for Danielle Kunk. That ball was airborne. A good 5 or 6 feet over her head. She had no chance. Versailles in too much of a hurry. We've got 6 players in backcourt. Brianne Riemann will trigger for Anna. Looking for Dosik. Looking for Ambus. Goes to Dosik. She's crowded by 1, 2, 3 players. Hemmed in. Foul. 1-1 for Dosik. She is usually money in the bank.
Well, I think you need to double her, make somebody else catch it, and then let them shoot free throws.
Ella Dosik, free throw line here for the Anna Rockets, who are up 7, 42-35, 45.6 to go in the fourth. Free throw by Ella. No good. Missed it off the heel. Long rebound. Volleyballed around. Barhorst has got it below the rim. Can't hang on. Saves it. Right to a Tiger. Here comes Versailles. Motoring down the floor. It's Kunk. She strips, or she splits a couple defenders and overshoots.
on the drive to the rim, but was fouled hard by an Anna Rocket. Thus, the shot was not even close. And again, with the clock stopped, Versail shoots free throws, down 7, 34.8 to go.
This one is certainly not over.
Shot by Kunk is in the air. It is no good. Hit the iron and kicked away.
Boy, you need to box out here if you're Anna. If this thing does not go in, you better put a body on both of the big girls.
Tension being felt. Each team feeling the nerves at the free throw line. Second shot in the air by the Tigers. Kunk, it's no good. Way off the mark. There's a big-time tug-of-war for the rebound. Barhorse goes at it with Stonebreaker. Arrow and a ball. Rockets up 7, 33.2 to go.
That was a nice effort by Stonebreaker to go get that rebound. Just unfortunately, she tied up. She didn't get it cleanly.
Here comes Riemann in backcourt for Anna. Whistles a pass in to Dosik. Handoff in backcourt to Kiplin Rowland. She's sandwiched and fouled with 30.5 to go. Is it double bonus time?
Yes, it is.
Anna Rockets neutralized for Sales height in the regular season meeting. Did lose by 4, 43-39 in a turnover play game. A lot of poor shooting in that contest the day after Christmas. Here tonight, Anna once again has nullified a lot of the size on the inside for Versailles, especially Stonebreaker. Foul shot here by Kiplin Rowland. Curls out to the left. It's
this
no good.
Could be over if they just made a couple free throws.
Second one by Kiplin. Pushes that one up and through. And Anna has restored its 8-point lead, 43-35. 30.5 to go. Here's where Versailles needs 3-point makes from Caitlin McElnowdy. And she's got the ball. Hurrying up the floor to the top of the circle. Behind the arc, lets it go. Front rim, backboard, no good. Rebound punched away from Versailles. Picked off by Barhorst. Foul, Tigers. And that's going to do it, Chuck. 17.7 to go. The Anna Rockets in command by 8, 43-35.
Well, the Rockets deserve it. They played a heck of a basketball game.
From start to finish. Versailles may have outplayed Anna for about, what, six and a half minutes in the third quarter? Here's Ella Dosik at the stripe for Anna. She's got it. 44-35 Rockets, 17.7 to go. Second free throw by Dosik, a couple of bounces in the air. Good again. How many for Dosik?
20.
15, 14, Versailles, four-court to her left, down to 10. And what do we have? A moving screen by Versailles. Offensive foul. Offensive foul. Lena Rowland was banged to the floor. And a possession, 10.9 remaining. Rockets have pulled away with a superb fourth quarter, having poured in 16 points, limiting Versailles to only 6. Here's Brianne Riemann. In backcourt it goes to Kiplin Rowland. She's defended by two players. One grabs the arm, sending Kiplin to the stripe with 7.7 remaining. Tracy White, head coach for Sales Tigers. Outstanding campaign, Chuck, in year number one. Versailles will wrap it up at 16-9. Will suffer some key graduation losses.
Yes, he started 5 seniors.
In the person of McElnowdy, Bargy, Lindsey Winter, Stonebreaker, and Danielle Kunk. Caitlin Marshall off the bench, also a senior. Both free throws no good by Anna.
Missed them both.
Here is Kunk into the forecourt left with 5 to go. Jump shot blocked by Riemann as the buzzer sounds, and Anna celebrates. Anna Rockets with a terrific victory here tonight over Versailles, 45-35 at the Springfield High School Gymnasium. We'll try our best here in the postgame to eventually get Jeff Maurer, head coach of the Anna Rockets. Oh, what a win by Anna here tonight over the Versailles Tigers. Anna 45, Versailles 35. Anna led 98% of this game. A couple 7-point leads in the first half of this contest. A or I should say in the first quarter, a seven-point lead. Then another seven-point lead early on in the third. Versailles had a very brief three-point advantage in the final couple minutes of the third quarter. Anna with a brilliant fourth period. Anna started well and finished well. A great recipe for success. Anna victorious by 10, 45-35. Anna will take on a Purcell Marion team on Saturday afternoon at 3. Purcell is beatable. It's not a juggernaut. It's a very good athletic squad. It's not extremely speedy. Doesn't shoot with great accuracy,
no.
But it's a team which does have some discipline in the half court and runs offense. So
yeah, they had one really good player, and she was in foul trouble a lot. But definitely not your normal Purcell Marion type team you think about.
No.
They're absolutely beatable.
Yep, you'd expect a moderately low scoring game between Anna and Purcell on Saturday afternoon at 3 for a berth in the state final. Oh, what a heck of a game here tonight, turned in by the Anna girls, 45-35 over Versailles. Chuck, I will try to round up Jeff Maurer. You take it from here.
Okay. I'll give him some stats, take a look at it, I'll do the Clancy's players of the game.
Yep, thank you.
All right, for the rebounding, Versailles out-rebounded them 25-24, had a 9-4 offensive rebounding advantage, 17 turnovers for the Tigers. That hurt them. 15 turnovers for the Rockets. 7 of 14 from the free throw line for Anna. They were only 6 of 13 in the fourth quarter, so they made it a little tougher than it had to be. Versailles was 5 of 10 for the game, only 4 of 8 shooting free throws in the fourth quarter. Individual scoring for Versailles, they were led by Caitlin McEldown, a 5'4 senior. She had 19, and then Lindsay Winter, the 6'2 senior, she had 11. Then they drop all the way down. Stonebreaker had 2, Kunk had 2, Stommen had 1. They scored 35 for the game. For Anna, they were led by Ella Dosick. She was outstanding. She ended up with 20 points. She scored 15 in the second half, and they got 10 out of Roland. She's the one that kept them rolling, no pun intended, in the first half. 3 threes in the first half. She ended up with 10. They got 8 from Michaela Ambus. They got 4 from Brianna Riemann, who had a terrific fourth quarter, and they got 3 from Lauren Barhorst. They scored 45 and won the game 45-35. The Clancy's players of the game for the Rockets. We're going to go with Dosick, obviously, and Kiplin Rowland on the other side. Caitlin McEldowney, Clancy's players of the game here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, we thought before the game that Anna had an advantage in the backcourt and Versailles had an advantage in the front court. Versailles only got 13 points out of Winter and Stonebreaker for the game, but Caitlin McEldowney kept them in it. She hit 4 threes and had 19 for the game. On the other side, the guards did play outstanding. Ambos had 8, Dosick had 20, and those two together outscored the big girls inside 28-13, and there's your difference in a 10-point game.
Anna Rockets, Chuck, now 21-6 as they knock out the Versailles Tigers here tonight at Springfield. I said a moment ago that Versailles' finishing record was 16-9. It's 18-9. The Tigers entered the game tonight 18-8. They close out 18-9. Anna now 21 wins in 27 games, and the Rockets are a game away from the state Final Four at St. John Arena in Columbus.
Well, you know, we watched them lose a basketball game to Fort Loramie, and after we left that gym that day, we talked about the fact that, yes, they got beat, but, boy, did they made Loramie play that whole game. And tonight, that I think that was as well as they can play. They are so well coached, and they had the answer for everything that Versailles threw at them.
Rockets were at times a half a step quicker, a little hungrier for loose balls.
Yep.
And despite the height disadvantage on the inside, stayed right with the Versailles Tigers on the glass.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it was 24-25-24.
There you go.
And they did give up 9 offensive rebounds total, but not really, only 1 or 2 putbacks. So they did an outstanding job of limiting what Versailles did to them on the inside. Like I said, 13 points out of Winter and Stonebreaker. They're not going to win a lot of basketball games with those two only scoring like that.
Oh, and Caitlin McEldowney,
she was terrific.
She blistered the nets in that first half for the Versailles Tigers. In fact, if she is not scorching the cords with three-point shooting, but keep in mind, she averages less than 10 per game. Now, she is a very good three-point shooter, 40% on the year, and that is amazingly good in girls basketball. But, boy, if she is not on fire, Anna puts this game away after 2.5-3 quarters.
But,
what a performance by the Anna Rockets, who lost to Versailles by 4 at Anna, 43-39, the day after Christmas. Anna wins tonight by a final of 45-35. Jeff Maurer will be appearing here shortly. We see him coming around the corner down to our right. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. In addition, thanks to Reese Myring and Company CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. At the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, go Goffney. We've got you covered, goffneyfurniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. We also salute Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets Get Connected to Your Benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. What is your favorite thing at Frisch's? And as well, so many thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam is a world-class supplier. And Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, along with Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, and Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, votejordansheriff.com. Pleased to be joined by Jeff Maurer, head coach of the Anna Rockets, who tonight knocked out Versailles 45-35. I don't want to say that it's an upset, Jeff, because your club going in every bit as good as Versailles. Toss up regular season battle, 43-39. Either club could have won that game. Even Steven going in, Chuck and I sat here in the pregame. We don't know how to forecast this one. We thought the way that third quarter was developing, it might be a photo finish, 2 or 3-pointer. Splendid fourth quarter by your team. How you finish, how you start, you did both very, very well.
I appreciate it. I couldn't be more proud of the way the girls played today. They just had a different look in their eyes today, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Ella, starting there in the fourth quarter, when she came out at the end of the third, you could tell. She just had a look in her eyes like, girls, we're not losing this fourth quarter if I have anything to say about it. And, really, we've been kind of waiting for Ella to be that player because she's got so much talent. And she's had, don't get me wrong, she's had two really good years previous to this one. But this year, she's really taken more of that leadership role and saying, you know what, ladies, hop on my back here and we're going to get this thing done.
She was the take charge gal. Breanne Riemann off the bench, sparkling play.
Absolutely.
By her.
You know, and I could go down a list of girls that fulfilled their roles tonight, but definitely Breanne came through big for us, rebounding the basketball. You know, that was a tough spot there for us. We struggled at times, and you know, she's a sophomore who started the season playing nothing but JV basketball, and slowly had a great attitude and kept working and worked her way into more and more minutes and came through big for us today.
Yeah, rebounding separation was only one. You played him to a dead heat on the boards. Kudos to your club. Lauren Barhorst did her job on the inside. I thought everybody scrapped for loose balls, long rebounds.
Yeah.
At times you seemed a half a step quicker, maybe a little hungrier than the opposition.
And I'm pleased to hear you say that, because that's kind of what we told the girls this week in preparation. You know, my pregame talk was a lot about, ladies, you know, when you get to the Sweet 16, you know, they're all good teams. You know, everybody that's here is deserving and is talented. The team that wins now is a lot of times the team that has the most heart and the most desire, because, you know, you'll have nights where you don't shoot a good percentage.
Right.
But, rebounding is effort, and, taking care of the basketball is effort, and attacking the basket is effort. And so I really felt like our girls scrapped tonight.
Hot shooting from Kiplin Rowland in that first half.
Yeah, she can shoot it, and we've known that. She's got a great-looking shot. We've done one thing, adjustment we've made throughout the season, is we put her out on the perimeter a little bit more, and actually we put Ella Dosek in the paint a little bit, where she can post up and get a little more action in there, because, you know, when she's standing up just distributing the ball, you know, we need her to be scoring the basketball. So,
right.
She does a good job. Both those two girls did a great job in the change in their roles in that way.
Yeah, Ella, amazing. She gets a crevice in the lane. She can slither through the smallest crack. A couple of times she went up and under the outstretched arms of Stonebreaker.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you, probably the biggest thing I was proud of Ella today, you know, she had a couple fouls there early on.
Right.
And, you know, we had to put her back out there. And sometimes in the past, in previous years, she would let her emotions kind of carry her too far, but she played within herself and understood that how important she is for us to have her on the floor.
Right. Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee with Anna girls head coach Jeff Maurer following tonight's Anna victory, 45-35 over Versailles. Next opponent, 3:00 Saturday, Cincinnati Purcell Marion. Good club. It's a winnable game. It's not a juggernaut Purcell Marion team. Fairly disciplined in the half court, athletic. It doesn't shoot the ball extremely well, likes to cut and pass and drive. You'll have to be on your toes. I think you want a game probably in the low 40s. That's to your best advantage, I believe.
Right. Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you. We weren't looking past for sales.
No.
I've got a lot of film to watch tonight. My wife will probably be thrilled that I'll be up all night, and she'll get to hear whistles blowing all night. We'll go and look at what Purcell's going to, what challenges are. We were here watching them. They're a talented club. Again, when you get to this level, you're going to play a great team. They're athletic. They're going to pressure us. I like to think that, you know, we've seen some teams in the likes of Fort Laramie and teams like that have pressured us, and we're a little battle tested there. We'll go prepare and give it our best shot on Saturday.
Defensively tonight, I know you started zone. There was a little tiny bit of man-to-man. What was the percentage, the ratio zone-to-man by you tonight?
Boy, I'd be guessing a little bit, but we were at least 60-70% zone probably, if I'm guessing.
I was going to guess 75-25.
I can't tell you how many times I'm over there asking my coaching staff, do we go another possession of man? So some of those times, we may have switched it and I didn't realize it, but right. It was spinning through my head. We wanted to keep switching up our defenses just to keep them on their toes.
A couple times, Versailles got it to Lindsay Winter within 8 or 10 feet, and against the man defense, she had the player on her back that she wanted, and she made that turnaround.
Yeah, Versailles, you know, I can't, you know, again, Versailles is a great ball club.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think I talked to you before the game and how they're probably the most balanced team. You know, obviously Fort Laramie is very talented, but, you know, they've got an inside presence, obviously, with those two post players, and you know, they've got good guard play. So, you know, we knew it was going to be a battle tonight, and hats off to Versailles. They got a great program, well coached, and it was a hard fought game.
Again, super start, even better finish, and that's how you win basketball games.
Yeah.
You start it well, you close it out in spectacular fashion, and that's what you did. You were widening the lead as the clock ticked.
And I really felt like a big part of that game was that, honestly, I know it's start and finish, but that the start of the third quarter, you know, they hit a shot coming out, and, you know, we knew we had to they were gonna come after us, and we had to weather that period of time. And I realized we didn't stretch the lead by any means, but I thought we did a good job in the third quarter of just of hanging in there and hanging tough.
Yeah, Tigers inched ahead by three at one point, and then in the next minute and a half, close to 2 minutes, you reeled off six and got the 3-point lead
right,
back.
Right, and that's, you know, that was big. I mean, that was as big as what we did there in the fourth quarter.
Well,
so
Dosick may have had 20, but I tell you what, it was a beautifully played, well-rounded team effort by the Anna girls tonight.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you talked about earlier in the season, you know, we were still working to develop some of that depth. You know,
right.
Kaylee Brewer has been coming up big for us lately, Brian Riemann came up big tonight, and you know, we've been working to develop some of that depth so we can sustain a game like this against a good team. You know, last year when we played Versailles, you know, we played six girls, and legitimately that's
right,
all we
right.
rotated out there, and they were rotating 10 plus in there, and it's that wears on you. And today we, you know, some of those girls maybe didn't score a lot of points, but their presence out there and being able to give us quality minutes makes a big difference. Mary Landis did a great job when she was out there on the floor for us. So
your overall record now is 21-6. You should be able to show a lot of togetherness out there on the floor by now. But I thought your chemistry was excellent, ball rotation, especially second half. You found a couple ladies, Dosick and Riemann, for short corner jumpers inside the arc as a result of real crisp, quick ball rotation.
Yeah, I think just by the luck of our schedule, down the stretch we played a lot of teams that played a lot of zone, and so we really preached, you know, you beat a zone with ball movement, and so we've been really working at moving the ball. And I know we didn't face zone tonight, but I think it's in our girls' heads now that, you know, we got to get a ball reversal. And you know, early in the season we would make two passes and see Lauren Barhorst down there, you know, with a height advantage and try to throw the ball in there, and we told them, you know, that'll be there after two more ball reversals. But we got to make the defense work a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Again, I like that offense you ran at times with Barhorst popping out to the foul line, and you sneak Barhorst in there low to post up and maneuver. She is so shifty.
Yeah, it's kind of a triangle offense we run there, and it's been a little bit of effective for us in spots. It's not something we can go to for long stretches, but eventually Versailles started sagging down in on us and giving us that outside shot. But Kipling, well, it's not quite the same triangle offense they were running,
it worked for the Chicago Bulls.
There you go. If it's good for them, what the heck?
That's what Chuck just said. Audience may not have heard him, but Chuck just said that triangle offense worked for the Chicago Bulls, and it worked at times tonight for the Anna Rockets.
Right.
Again, kudos to the Versailles Tigers, outstanding club, and it's a team that will be hit hard by graduation. It'll be a rebuilding season of sorts next year for the Versailles Tigers, who won 18 games, lost 9 over the course of the year. You'll have them back on the schedule again. Hopefully not the day.
Correct. Well, I've been talking to our athletic director about that. I said, can I have Christmas, please? Give me an extra couple days.
I was going to say, tell Mike not to move the game up a day.
From
the 26th to the 25th.
Exactly. I don't know if my wife would go for that.
Hey, Jeff, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You're so welcome. Yep, Jeff Maurer, victorious head coach of the Anna Rockets here tonight. Anna defeating Versailles by a score of 45-35. Jeff very pleased with his club's performance. Wire to wire, 32 minutes of very good basketball turned in by the Anna girls. Maybe one stretch of several minutes, middle of the third quarter, Versailles outplayed Anna. But otherwise, the Rockets clearly outplayed the Tigers and were pulling away at the end, winning this thing by 10.
Yep, got them a 10-point win and a date to play another basketball game. That's all you want this time of year.
Yep, with an opportunity to go to the state Final Four. I know, Chuck, after the Anna boys run last year to the regional finals, a lot of hype early this season about the Anna boys getting back to that position, having another shot at the state Final Four here in March of 2020. Lo and behold, it's the Anna girls who are on the doorstep of getting to Columbus.
Right, they might get them both over there.
How about that? Well, again, webcast time tomorrow, 6 o'clock, 6:15 tip. It's Fort Loramie Danville. Girls Division IV basketball from Vandalia Butler, to be followed by Cincinnati Country Day and Tri-Village. Girls D4 regional semis tomorrow at Vandalia Butler. Again, webcast time straight up at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. And we're right back here on Saturday afternoon. Anna Girls Regional Championship tip-off at 3 against Purcell Marion. Anna Boys precede that at noon in a district championship at Vandalia Butler. In fact, we are at Vandalia Butler now, one, two, three, four, five, six times.
Yep.
Six times in the next 3 days. Two games each of those 3 days, and three games on Saturday, as we will be making a fast track between Butler, Springfield, and back to Butler.
Well, I got to get myself prepared for those god-awful colors they have in that Butler gym.
A lot of fun as Anna defeats for sales here tonight. John Hemp Imagery standing by, taking his beautiful pictures once again tonight. He is a talented guy. In fact, he just took one of Jeff, Chuck, and I here at the Media Row. And Jeff Maurer's got a big smile on his face after his girls win at 45-35 over Versailles. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John, we'll give you his best shot. Well, we've run down our advertising sponsors numerous times tonight. We had the Clancy's Award winners several minutes ago,
yep,
before the interview with Jeff Maurer. So we will close it out from here at Springfield this evening. Anna Girls back in action. A berth in the state Final Four at stake on Saturday at 3 against Purcell Marion. For Jeff Maurer, Anna Girls head basketball coach, victorious here tonight for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Springfield, where Anna has advanced, winning the girls' D3 regional semifinal over Versailles by a final tally of 45-35.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.